Welcome in, kingly brothers and heroic husbands from around the planet. Welcome to this new episode of the Be the Husband She Brags About podcast. This is the one podcast where everything we do, we say, we express aims to support you become the marriage transforming hero of your relationship. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about why every husband should get remarried. Yes, you've heard me correctly, and of course, as always, I'm brain-fucking your thinking and challenging your ways of looking at your marriage and finding provocative, cool, creative, new perspectives and perceptual points of view that can support you accessing an energy that allows you to move forward feeling freer, lighter, better in yourself, better in your own skin, better in your own marriage, feeling a level of psychological freedom that can allow you get the fuck on with creating a beautiful marriage, beautiful connection, without the weight of the past haunting you or haunting your beautiful queen. There's this sort of surprising, on one level, thing that happens. It's surprising for most men that when they start transforming their marriage, they're transforming themselves, they start improving, you start listening to this podcast. I hear this time and time and time again. I've got it in my own marriage, where when you actually start showing up, you get this kickback from your queen. You get this kickback off. The better you get, the better you start trying, the more shit you get, in a way. In heroic husbands men's circles, the first wave of guys that have come in, they've had, I think 4 sessions now, 4 weeks together, and they're doing tons of work in transforming their marriage. Quite a number of them, and it's especially the guys that were the marriages, a good few of the guys, their marriages were really on the brink. Like, their queens were pretty close to packing the bags, etc., etc. So there's been... The men in the groups have done astounding work to show up radically different. And one of these regular things that have come back is their queens all of a sudden have come with this, like, high charge of resentment. This high charge. I've seen it with the guys in Heroic Husbands men's circles, but also in one-on-one coaching and in my own marriage, where this resentment energy comes from your queen, which is, like, sort of verbally expressed by, like, this is great, but, like, why now? I mean, you can all of a sudden show up as this heroic, amazing guy. I mean, it's amazing how you've been showing up the last 5-6 weeks. But where the hell was that guy all of those years? It's like the pain of the past keeps haunting you, keeps being fucked back in your face. And this can work both ways. It can and does work in both paths, because it's like, you know, when you transform your marriage, there can be a lot of stuff from the past of stuff that your wife did or didn't do that can be held as a baggage in your nervous system of, like, it's cool that she's showing up like this now, but she was such a bitch in the past, or she screwed away from home, or she just, you know, that stockpile of resentment of whore in the past, how she used to think about you, how she used to speak about you in your marriage, how she behaved and acted in ways that was just downright hurtful, and I just can't let that go. We can end up bringing shit with us that gets in the way of just enjoying our marriage and how we're showing up now. Today's episode is about introducing one of the most transformative ways that myself and my queen have got over, I mean that radically, when we implemented this idea that I'm going to introduce to you. I may have mentioned it in an other episode, but I want to just put the full spotlight on it as one specific tool. It has really lighten our load, like, dramatically. It's night and day how we can psychologically relate with our past selves. Myself and my queen, we're 15 and a half years together now. two kids, a lot of shit has went down. I mean, deep, deep shit has went down. A lot of times where it's like dark, dark stuff being fucked both ways. There were like thousands of reasons that old style thinking could hold resentments, could hold a grudge, could hold that, but do you remember, but there was that time you did that and you said that. So high load, high charge memory boxes in both of our nervous systems. So we really, really had a quite a desperate need to overcome that. One thing is like just to, you know, marriage transformation brings up old resentments. When you get back on a layer of, you know, foundational teachings about the human mind and about your life, but like talking about your marriage experience, it's important to underline, guys, in this episode to remind yourselves, and in the culture of Be the Husband She Brags About, we're talking about your mind. Your mind creates your reality. The conditioning of your past brings out your beliefs, which controls your thinking, your talking, and your taking action over time. Your thinking, your talking, your taking action are your creative tools in your marriage and in your life. So your marriage today is as a direct result of your predominant thinking, talking, and taking action of your mind in your marriage over time in the past. You know, your past thinking, talking, taking action has created your current moment. Now, that's true at all times, whether your marriage now is a beautiful, deepening, connecting, high trust, totally emotionally and psychologically safe environment that you love it more and more and more and more. I relate with my marriage today now because I've, you know, 3 or 4 years of distinct, different, deepening, better, more effective, heart-centered thinking, talking, and taking action. That was not always the case. So it doesn't matter how positive or negative your moment is now. This is like a universal rule. Your thinking, your talking, and your taking action in the past has created your current day experience. Now, where this sort of gets tricky is when you transform your marriage, you've got the momentum of your old ways of thinking, talking, and taking action when you might have been unwittingly quite ignorant to your wife's needs, her emotional needs, her sensitivities, etc., etc., etc. And you're still experiencing the momentum of years of that predominant, unconscious, unwittingly ignorant thinking, talking, and taking action on your own part. Of course, as always, there's always the 100% of your wife. We don't negate that here, but we don't put our minds there. That's not taking extreme ownership. You can transform your marriage by taking ownership of your own thinking, talking, and taking action. So there's that momentum of the past. And that's the realms of where resentment gets stuck. It's like, it's the same you. I mean, you did that thing to me 10 years ago. You've been that way for the last 10 years. I mean, and your wife is holding and feeling this, the charge of that hurt. And yet, you're listening to this podcast. If you've been listening for one episode, or just some of you guys are like a ton of guys listening in to all the episodes, going back diligently episode per episode, because you're feeling the heart center of it, like getting into your masculine power, is such a potent experience. Most guys will have a momentum of the past thinking, talking, and taking action, which has created a negative charge in your wife. And the difficulty is that the you of today, or the you of the recent you, recent past, last few weeks, last few months, you're diligently planting seeds of new ways of thinking, new ways of talking, new ways of taking action, but that new momentum is fresh. And there's still a bigger charge and a bigger momentum of the old way that is still being lived out. This is really tricky, because touch base with yourself. I know this was a case for me in ways in my early marriage transformation journey, where there was some part of me that was like, God, can she just not get up to speed with, like, there's this new me. It's like, there's this, like, get up to speed. I mean, I'm being good. Like, get off my case, you know? Get off my case. You keep bringing up the past. I mean, I've been bursting ass the last couple of months. I'm a better man. I'm showing up better in husband, in my love life, in my communication, in my parenting. Get off my case. There was this resentment within me that she kept bringing up the past, and hey, I also was bringing up the past with her, so she had the same obstacle being put back in her face. But there was a deep frustration of, can she just get off my case about the past? I mean, I'm putting all this effort into the present day. So what I would like to put forward here with you is, if radical disconnection and hurt have been caused from your way of showing up in the past, and you've caused radical disconnection and hurt within your wife, and hey, there's takes two to tango, it's going to be pretty obvious that it's two-way traffic, that ways she has shown up has created hurt for you, and hey, that's okay, that's normal and natural. I want to put forward the idea that it's a good idea to create distance between who you were then and who you are now. And by extension, if you hold a lot of resentment for what your wife did in the past, there's not such the focus there, but it's useful to take the shit and the weight of her, the baggage off her back, and go, hey, you don't need to be carrying your past. Stop holding your wife of today with a heavy accountability to the past, that what she did and said and did not do, and in the past. It's a really good idea to create distance between who you were then and who you are now, and who your wife was then and who she is now. It's like, stop dragging the ball and chain of old pain. It really does not work. In all of this, you know, fundamental, the deepest teachings on the mind from modern neurophysiology teachings, peak performance teachings, and you go to mystical traditions. I'm really in touch with deep Buddhist teachings on the mind. You're not your mind. You're not your thinking and your emotions. You're not your thoughts and emotions. And meditation, I love the definition, it's a process of coming to know your mind. And marriage and life is a process of coming to know your mind. It's coming to know, oh, when I think like this, when I react like that, when I act like that, hey, it gets a certain result. And wow, okay, when you mature in time, and every single one of you that are listening in to these episodes, you know, they're quite challenging. It's like really bringing you to the base of your human experience as a man, to the base of your mind. It's, you know, your masculine core. And from there, you get to create a beautiful marriage, beautiful connection, etc. when you come from your foundational base inside your nervous system. But marriage is a process of coming to know your mind, coming to know, you know, with radical heroic humility, oh, when I think like that, well, that doesn't really create connection. When I talk like that, man, like 99% of the time, she's pissed off. Okay, well, that's not very useful. No matter what my persona and how righteous I can get and be and go, well, she's fucking wrong anyway, I'll stick with my stance, it's not ultimately effective at all. So marriage is a process of coming to know your mind. In Heroic Husbands, Men's Circles, and one-on-one coaching with me, and in my marriage, I'm constantly looking at where a guy's mind is at and what's the result. I remind guys, it's like, hey, it doesn't matter what your opinion is. What's the result in your marriage? What's your wife's nervous system telling you? What feedback is your marriage giving you? What feedback are your kids giving you? If they're giving you a result and kickback and, you know, throwing shit in your face and talking in a way that's totally displeasurable to you and acting in a way that's displeasurable to you, you've got to ask yourself the question of, what's my role in this process? Now, not to beat yourself up, but to get this free sort of way of, there's me, and my encouragement is to look at it in this way. You, and by extension your wife, are not the persona. You, my friend, my beautiful, amazing, heroic husband, brother, you are not your persona. You are not the collection of thinking patterns that were birthed in your early childhood. I've spoken about this before. There are protective pathways that were set forward because it was deeply traumatizing to go through a childhood when you, nor I, or any guy listening in, had, you know, a society of elders, had a dad that was deeply connected with his emotions, with his mind, with his authentic self, who was able to live in marriage in a deeply heart-centered way, owning his sexual energy, was able to say no in a beautiful, safe way for his wife to hear him, that had like his wife in this beautiful, you know, deep sacred, honoring the feminine sacred principle within her, and etc., etc. We didn't get to witness that. So as a result, we had to form this persona, which is a collection of ways of thinking to prevent ourselves being hurt. And all of those beliefs in our persona have come up in our marriage, and we're constantly trying to prevent ourselves from suffering. But we do that by shutting down in heart closure our wives, and we end up creating massive conflict. But you are not that persona. You are not that collection of thinking. Your thoughts and your emotional reactivity do not define who you are as a person, who you truly are at the base of your deepest level. You are consciousness. You are the witnessing awareness that looks on at your thinking, that looks on at your emotional rising, that looks on at life. You are that. You're not the persona. So your persona shifts, like touch base with your own lived experience. You know, your persona, and you know, it's that way of thinking, that way of talking, that way of taking action. You know, like when you were a 12-year-old, was your way of thinking, taking action, you know, interacting with people different than what it is now? Most of you will say, yeah. Was the guy in you that entered university or entered the workplace in the first time, you know, like I could have been 18, 21, 2, 3 years of age, was that guy the exact same guy as you now? Exact same persona, exact same way of looking at life. You know, most of you will go, no, actually, there's quite distinct differences. Of course, at some point in this sort of profoundly sick society, without any teachings, without any elders, without any wisdom traditions, like which radical superficiality and disconnection bombarded at us from all levels in society, we end up just locking in with a persona. To say around about the age of 25, I think psychologically, we just lock in. They're the belief systems, that'll do me. It's unless you do deep, deep work, like listening to this podcast or like Heroic Husbands, Men's Circles, etc., etc. Unless you have that radical challenge of your perspective and radical consistent feedback on your blind spots, where you don't realize but you're completely bullshitting yourself, you're not seeing these blind spots where your persona does not want to go, is afraid to go, your persona ultimately ends up just being like a revolving door experience of the same experience, of the same sort of way of thinking and talking and taking action. But your persona does change and can change. Your persona definitely needs to change. Your way of thinking, talking, and taking action definitely needs to change to transform your marriage. So when it changes, part of this remarrying psychologically idea, of course, like, you know, the provocative thing, why every husband should get remarried. I'm clearly not saying get remarried, proper remarried with a different woman. But what the idea, where the idea comes that brings all of what I'm talking to in a really potent way that liberates you and liberates your beautiful queen to feel completely radically free from now on going forward is this. Get psychologically remarried. assuming that you're showing up with a radically radically improved version of yourself, or you're incessantly sowing seeds of progress. You know, you're listening to the podcast, you're doing deep work, you're really showing up differently now. You can put your hand on your heart and go, hey, I'm doing much better, and your wife is giving you feedback. Yeah, the current you, you're doing better. So long as you're properly showing up in established patterns of progress in your thinking, progress in how you're showing up and behaving around your wife emotionally, psychologically, or sensitivity wise, or in your communication, in your sex life, etc., etc., it helps to create distance between the man, the husband, the lover, who you were in the past with your wife, and who you are now. And using language, when I brought this into my marriage transformation experience with my queen, we were having early days, you know, there was still a lot of this resentment hanging around and a lot of sort of shit. It's like, yeah, it's good now, but. There was always this but. And it was like this, but you still did all of this shit before. You still did that thing. You know, I had certain things with my wife, you know, with that dude that came into our life. It's like, you still did that. And we stopped doing it after a while, but there was like a nasty sting in the tail, both sides, that we were struggling to get over. Where it got liberated, I knew a lot of these teachings about Buddhism, about, you know, persona, etc. One day I came into the kitchen with my queen and I was like, hey, I'm not the same husband. I'm not your first husband. And she sort of was smiling. It was like, I'm not your first husband. I'm a totally different dude now. I'm a totally different guy. I'm a different man. I feel like a different man. It's like, I can't even relate with that guy back. You know, hey, it might only be 12 months ago, but I don't even know. Like, I relate with that man as being like different to me. I'm a different man now. So it's like, here's the thing. I'm going to speak to, yeah, your first husband. And we had lots of fun, that conversation. It actually brought in a lot of humor first, because it brought in such freedom for me. I actually started joking and I was like, hey, baby, do you know what? You're a husband. I brought a lot of humor with this, so, you know, just work with me. We bring a lot of humor. I'm like, if you're in space with me, I laugh a lot. I really laugh a lot. I joke a lot. I have a deep belief that life and deep work doesn't need to be serious. Be sincere with it, but never needs to be serious. Don't do Mars transformation in a really heavy, serious way. It'll weigh yourself down. It'll weigh your wife down. You could be transforming, but she won't fucking feel inspired by it. Do whatever you can to bring joy and humor and spaciousness and lightness to radical life transformation and marriage transformation. I started joking. I was like, hey, baby, you poor woman. Like, that first husband, man, he was emotionally ignorant. And she started laughing. I was like, man, he was scared shitless. He was like some boy. He was some fucking pussy, that dude. It's like, I started even like, you know, saying things that were derogatory. Like, it's like I was, you know, like if you can have this thing of like, oh, your woman's first love or her first boyfriend, or maybe some of you have literally, you know, she was married before. You can have this sort of upmanship on the previous boyfriend, on the previous person she was in relationship with. I started doing that sort of like a competitive sort of like, hey, you know, I'm going to judge that dude. And it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. It's like I started slagging her first husband, which was me, but it was like the old me. And it gave a lot of humor to it. It gave me a lot of freedom to go, I'm not that guy anymore. What it brought for my wife was, I could validate so many things in a way, in a humorous way, that she could feel seen, heard, and safe, that I was acknowledging all of these things in my past. What it brought me was this freedom to do it in a way, but without beating me up, the me of today up. The me of today, like today, this like, was it 3rd of August, 2023? I think, guys, at this point, we've like remarried, my wife and myself. At this point, we laugh. It's like my wife has had like 4 or 5 previous husbands. We laugh about this shit. It's like, we're like, Jesus, I never expected to be remarried this many times. Because why? Over the last 4 years, and, you know, I and she's going, we're both individually and collectively going through such a radical change that the me of 6 months ago and the me of 12 months ago, I'm a radically different man now. I'm more efficient and effective in all my communications, in energetically, emotionally, what I'm doing. You know, the me of 12 months ago, that persona, I'm radically different. So we do have a lot of humor in this. It's like, oh God, your first 3 husbands. I literally bring in, it's like, hey, your first, second, third, fourth husbands, you know, they were totally fucked up. And it's like, thank God you finally met me, this godlike being, as your 5th husband. That's finally the shining light in your life. And she laughs, knowing, you know, just give me another 6-12 months, I'm going to be slagging this version of me off. In a humorous, open-hearted way. This creating psychological distance between the you that was showing up, that, hey, you did not know any better, but the way you were thinking about your wife, about your marriage, about your relationship, the way you were talking in it, the way you were taking action, and your emotional under the felt emotions during it, during all of those times, you unwittingly created a lot of disconnection. Like most of you guys listening in, you've unwittingly done a lot of not so effective things in your marriage in the past that has created a lot of disconnection. You're getting up to speed with that. But don't keep judging yourself like you're one gelatinous blob of sameness in your life. You're not. So the you of your past, man, if you were quite ignorant to a lot of your wife's needs, every guy is and has been. If you're quite ignorant to your power, if you're quite ignorant to the destructive consequences of speaking in certain ways or reacting in certain ways, and you just didn't realize how hurtful that would be, and all of a sudden you've woken up to that, you don't need to be beating yourself up constantly and keeping a dynamic alive in your marriage where you beat your wife up for a whore in the past and she beats you up for you in the past. It's two-way traffic. In these conversations with my wife, and I've trialed this with guys in deep coaching as well, it gives a freedom. Guys love it and wives love it. We're both, I can have really humorous interactions with my wife when I say, oh, but hey, you know, I can tell you about your first husbands, but you would want to have met my first wives. It's like, my first wife, boy, I'm glad I got out of that fucked up relationship. Like, you would want, and I'd say things, you know, humorously about how my first wife was, and how, oh man, well, boy, she was jealous. Boy, she couldn't trust shit. And hey, it brings humor, it brings lightness. We have a full laugh about this shit now, giving us that open, spacious, humorous freedom to disconnect from, you know, the things we did in the past. Bringing that shit with you psychologically and repeatedly looking at your wife and your beautiful queen looking at you like you're still the same person. You're not really. You're the same nervous system. But that nervous system today is working and is set up quite differently. And like, that's how it should be. If you're listening to this podcast bit by bit, the guys in Heroic Husbands Men's Circles, why after just 4 or 5 sessions, they're getting radical feedback and resentment from their women's nervous systems, their queen's nervous systems, is they've radically changed how their nervous system is working, how it's perceiving, how they're now thinking, how they're now talking, how they're now taking action. And thus their wives are like, oh, for fuck's sake, this is cool. But why? why this great epic man now, where the hell was he? I've been calling for him for years. Brilliant. I'll be working with the guys, and I invite you, I challenge you to go, hey baby, yeah, and explain the setup, bring the humor to it. You know, it's like, baby, you know, that first husband, he was a bit of a donkey's ass. Man, he was so immature. Man, he never, like, held true to his word. You can give yourself the space and your wife the space to get really clear with how that first husband, you know, how that persona was quite inadequate, how he was completely out of integrity in the ways that your wife, your beautiful queen, has given you feedback. But open, give yourself the grace and give your wife the grace to have a safe, fresh, unspoiled space where the new you, where the new queen, the new way of showing up for your beautiful queen can be, can have a fresh start. Do you know that famous, that thing that we talk about? You know, oh, I wish I just could have a blank canvas. I wish I could have a fresh start. This entire psychological trick of the mind, ultimately, but creating in life and marriage, it's all about the trick of the mind. It's how you use your mind to navigate where you're creating from now, how you create this new beautiful marriage with your queen, this new beautiful relationship experience for you now. Using this psychological trick of bringing in language and a way of thinking where you disconnect. It's like, hey, there's the first husband. Hey, that first husband was like this, this, and this. It allows you in this as the second husband, or like me, I'm either fifth or sixth husband at this point. You allow yourself continually to assert that there's a new space for the new persona, for your new awareness of who you are now and how you're choosing to show up now, without having to constantly battle with the momentum of the past and being and feeling that you're being psychologically beaten up, or your wife has been psychologically beaten up by how she has been in the past, or you've been in the past. Guys, there's a lot of humor in it, yet it's deeply, deeply liberating. If my wife was here now, she'd be saying this has been one of the most potent changes that I intuitively brought to our marriage. This new way of looking at things has brought forgiveness, has brought lightness, has brought like a humorous smile to how we're able to relate with all the things of our past, which has allowed us just get free and have this fresh, open-hearted, safe, loving environment where, you know, we can speak to the past, but we just have stopped this. This tool has stopped us beating ourselves up internally or externally. Me beating my wife up for her stuff in the past, and she beating my queen beating me up. Moving forward, that does not happen anymore. And this has been the number one tool that has allowed us to do that. And I want that for you. I want that for your beautiful queen. You know, the remnants of the past, we don't need, we're responsible for changing the pattern, but it does not serve you. It does not serve your marriage transformation if that resentment keeps getting lashed out cyclically going forward in your marriage. That's actually deeply corrosive, and it won't allow your energy focus on the most important things. You know, this trick allows 100% of your current day, present day thinking, talking, and taking action create an epic future. It stops energy being wasted and obstacles being put in your path, which are just unnecessary, useless, and deeply disconnecting. It's my expectation, if you have the courage to implement this, to actually, my challenge to you directly is, you know, with all of these episodes, if you find that this makes sense, bring it to your queen. Go, hey baby, you know, or she might even listen to the episode, but it's like, use it. Use that. Hey, your first husband, and humorously take a pot shot at yourself in the past, how you've been in the past. And it gives It lets her feel seen, heard, and safe about all the things that she's been telling you. And hey, get your act into gear. Bring a new version 2.0, the second husband, third husband version, whatever that is. Bring better, bring progress. Bring it to your relationship. Bring it to your queen. Be the leader in bringing fresh, new, radical ideas that can lessen the load that you individually and collectively as a married unit have been carrying for all of these years. Bring it, use it, implement it. It's in the implementation that marriage transformation happens. So it's not of use to just go, oh, that was an interesting conversation, and you just go on your merry way and you don't implement. Implement it if it speaks to your heart, and I can tell you firsthand, it's one of the best, if not, it's up in the top three or four best, most radically transformative ideas I've implemented in my own marriage transformation, which is quite spectacular. I will own that. So, you know, I definitely encourage you to use it to its fullest potentiality. Sending you lots of love from Roscommon, Ireland, coming into landing here. So happy to be back off holidays. I was on holidays for a couple of weeks. It got a little bit crazy. The episodes, the numbers went up a little bit in a funny way. There's lots of learnings for me going traveling. The guest episodes are going to be coming back online. I want to commit to that. I've spoken in some of my recorded scheduled podcast episodes, but this being my first episode coming into landing today, I just want to reassert there are plenty of new guests coming online. I just need to organize my entire business organism that travel time does not interrupt the guest time, but I just want to own that and recommit that excellent world-class guests are coming back online really, really soon. Sending you lots of love and great encouragement for your marriage transformation. I absolutely believe in you, brother. You've got everything it takes in your nervous system right here, right now, to become the marriage transforming hero of your relationship from this moment going forward. Ending with a mantra of our movement, why we do what we do here on a bi-weekly basis. Better husbands today, better world tomorrow. Go have an amazingly beautiful, kingly day. And before you go, kingly brothers, I'm so happy to let you know that Heroic Husbands Men's Circles waiting list is now live. Online meetings supporting you up level to hero husband status. Go from fearing your best will never be good enough to becoming the competent and confident husband she brags about. Save years of needless guesswork and confidence eroding disconnection. Click on the link in the podcast description to take your first simple step to becoming the marriage transforming hero of your relationship. Check it out now.